us and bringing us into these eternal realities, Father. Total redemption back to Eden. Lord, you're so beautiful. We love you. Love your appearing. We love your word, which is changing us, truly transporting us and transforming us. Lord, we just, with all our hearts, we say thank you, Lord. We love you. Father, tonight, I just ask that you would have your way tonight. You would minister to your people, your little ones here that are gathered here and online with their arms open and their mouths open. Would you feed them, Lord? Father, we just we look to you. Truly, would you just help us to spread our wings, Lord, and to catch those currents of the Holy Spirit. Fly up into the heavenlies, Father. Grant it, we pray, Father. Forgive us of our sins, we ask. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated just for a minute. We just thank the musicians, as always. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you all so much. Boy, nice, quiet, cozy night tonight. And we all just scoot a little closer. And no, it's nice. I appreciate the each and every gathering. And sometimes there's something kind of nice just about a small group in a way, you know. So the Lord is good. I just want to share something tonight, kind of in a way touching on faith, but not really faith specifically. And you know, you remember Brother Branham said one of the biggest enemies we face is fear. And just before we get into this, I've been, you know, sometimes fear has some disguises, and I think sometimes I'm just speaking for my own life and for just some experiences. I know we all go through some of the same things, but worry, you know, sometimes that worry sneaks in. He's pretty sneaky there, and we're giving the old worry a piggyback ride way too much, listening to him, and the devil will just beat you up all day long with worry. He's either going to have you looking way ahead, worrying about what's ahead, stewing and fretting and fussing about what's ahead, or looking behind you, turning over every stone and worrying about what's behind you. It's the devil. Get rid of him. So I just, again, a little thought on, and what I'm going to go into is, I'll tell you up front and maybe at the end too, and I hope it makes sense the way we go through this, but was just had a little thought that the Lord put on my heart of a true believer. So that's the subject tonight. So if you would stand, let's open up with just a scripture in John chapter 5 and verse 24. We know this by heart, but let's go ahead and read it. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You can be seated. And I just want to dwell on that a little bit. The true faith of the true seed. Mm-hmm. And you look at what makes a true believer. We're talking about a special, you could say a special group of people, because there's a lot of faith out there. There's a lot of human faith, but that's not what we're looking at. Turn with me to one more that we're going to kind of start out with, and that's in Acts chapter 13. And verse 48. And says, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Mm-hmm. So you can see there again, you look at, there's something that comes together here when we look at all these verses. And going back to John chapter 5, you could say, the one who has eternal life hears and believes. It's only a very special group of people that can hear, that have mm-hmm. ears to hear. Mm-hmm. So it's not as though if I could somehow produce a faith, if I can hear and if I can believe and receive, then I receive and inherit eternal life. But it's that seed of God within you, His life inside you. So let's just look at this tonight. I hope that makes some sense. A true believer who, when you think of the qualities, what defines a true believer? And you don't have to answer this out loud. Just what comes to mind? Be thinking about that. Who's the original believer? The original true believer? Anybody? Who is the first true believer that you think of? We'll get to that in just a second. Actually, no, I'll answer that. I'm going to go right into a quote here. So, and I hope in all these things, by the way, this stimulates our faith and really brings us to just a rest and a confidence in our identity in Christ. Do you know what? How did God make the earth? This is from the message, Believing God. How did God make the earth? This earth that you're sitting on this morning, people don't want to believe in faith. How did God make the earth? He spoke it. You see, He spake and the world came into existence. And this world this morning is the spoken word of God. And He believed His own word. There's the first true believer. God believed His... It's beautiful. We'll just keep going through this. He believed His own word. He said, here it is, watch. And if God, if you're an offspring of Him and God's in you, He will believe His own word. Wow. Just so beautiful to see. Let me read that again. See, here it is. If God and you're an offspring of Him and God's in you, He will believe His own word. Though it can't be seen, felt, taste, or anything, you will believe it. See what I mean? For God in you will believe His own word. So it's just, I just love these things. You don't look at the things that you see, you look at the things that God said. So that's really what we're looking at is, and again, I think this brings rest because it strips away ourselves and even any of our own thinking of a faith that we might try to strain and attain to. It's a reality of God and His own life, His attributes, His characteristics inside of me. No wonder Brother Branham said, you can't fail. It's Him inside you. So, that's just going to bear with me. I'm not a teacher. So, as we go through the scriptures here and the quotes, I'm just counting on the Lord to kind of tie this together. But we know Romans 1:17. You can turn there if you want. Let's go ahead and turn there. I do like that. Again, we're a class of people. You could see the just. Who are these? The just shall live by faith. Verse 17, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 17. For therein, maybe verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. In the Amplified, I like that. It says, for the gospel, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. And I thought that was beautiful. As it is written and forever remains, the just shall live by faith. So again, we're looking at not just faith, but faith, the true faith of God's seed, His elect, His children. We know for Ephesians, I'm just going to quote some of these. You can follow along and turn if you want, or just listen. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So that faith isn't even ours. It's given to us. It's a gift. It's a revelation. We know Ephesians 4:5 says there's one faith. So it's very mysterious in a way when you stop and think about this. And faith, there's a lot of mystery here. I'm not trying to oversimplify, but you know, humans, you think about the human element, the human spirit can believe I mean, like Brother Ram says, you go to turn on that light switch, that's faith. There's a lot of just human faith that gets operated, and even in religious sense, it can be a human faith operated in a religious way that can produce wonderful things, but it's not the same as this faith, his faith, the faith of God that you have inside you, that as a gene. We know the devil believes, right? The scripture says that. The devils believe and tremble. So there's all these things to consider, but again, we're talking about this one true faith, a true believer. Not, again, it's that gene and that germ of God inside of you that follows him and his seed. Genesis 1, every seed will produce after its kind. So God has his children with the same characteristics, the same attributes, the same faith that he has. Don't you love that? Dad quoted this on last week, but on Sunday, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's that, again, that seed word of God inside of you. I'm moving rapidly, I apologize. James 1:17 says, he calls him the Father of lights. So we are his light children. We're those little lights burning. God, again, that word inside us whereby we can hear, whereby we can receive and believe. That's your true believer. So I want to continue on with some things. Now, this is from the Message Expectation. Just bear with me. I appreciate your patience because there's some quotes and I could not cut them out. They were just too wonderful. So I just listen along and pray, trust you'll be blessed. It says, he's saying here in a Message Expectation, paragraph 40, how could I get water out of that desk when there's no water in it? See, you've got to be born again, and then God comes in. And God made the world out of things which was not. He just spoke and said, let there be, and his word become material and materialized. And this very ground you're sitting on this afternoon is the word of God made manifest. Now he goes to you now, now a man that's got part of that, Jesus said, I give them eternal life. That word comes from the word Zoe, the Greek, which means life of God. Well, then if we have the life of God in us, the born again, then we have the God's life in us, which makes us believe like God does.
There you go.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. You see our identity, our position. It's him. It's in him. Children of his. We believe like he believes. He says that, well, then if we have the life of God in us, the born again, then we have God's life in us, which makes us believe like God does. And he says, then whatever the word says, it'll materialize. If it says by his stripes we're healed, that settles it. And God says so. Mm-hmm. When a man's born of the Spirit of God, he's a son of God, then he believes for things that's impossible. Mm-hmm. He still believes it. Why? Because God is in him by the Holy Spirit, and he believes. It's just so rich. So let's go through some scriptures, and I'm going to kind of go in succession. I'm going to capture some verses. Again, we know these. Well, all I'm doing here is just the reality of what we see in the scripture where it talks about the faith of Jesus, this one true faith. Again, we're not talking any other kind of faith, but that true faith, which is the faith of Christ, the faith of God himself in his children. Romans 3:22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Whose faith is it? It's his, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Romans 4:12 says, and the Father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but also who walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, that same faith which he had yet being uncircumcised. Galatians 2, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even when we believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. It's his faith. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, his faith. So you can see here where I'm going. You see how simple this is, but we're looking at a true believer And I know the enemy points so many arrows at us and gets us our eyes on ourselves. Just pray as we go these things, the Lord will just encourage your hearts and bring you to a rest as we see our identity in Him. It's not, true faith isn't something we muster or have to try to produce or accomplish. It's Him. It's stature of a perfect man. This is beautiful. He says, well, you take us that's nothing but a wild gourd. Isn't that funny? A knothead, see? And there's nothing to us. Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. For we're all dead in sin and trespasses. We're all in these kind of condition. And then we ourselves can prostrate ourselves, give ourselves up until God takes His transfusion tube. The name of Jesus Christ, because there's not another name under heaven whereby man can be saved, and transfers the life of Christ into us. Wow. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Now listen, then we have this kind of faith, the faith that Christ had. See, and Christ's faith was not based on those Pharisees or Sadducees in their pots, kettles, pans, or the washing. It was based on the Word of God. Amen. So much until Christ was the Word and the Word was made flesh. And listen this, and when we can get so transfused by His power, we die to our thinking and our faith becomes a genuine faith. Hallelujah. Then the life of Christ is transfused into us. We become living creatures of God, a dwelling place where the Holy Spirit can send His radiant blessings down through there, and we're in the stature of Christ. I couldn't help but think about this as I was going through this, how we see how much our lives are intertwined with His. And I remember, I think it's in the Old Testament, David and Abigail, when she had the revelation and told David, your life is bound in a bundle of life with my Lord. That's so true here. Each one of us, our lives bound in a bundle of life with His. Works is faith expressed. He says, and he promised you the same thing. If you believe it would happen, if you can't believe it, it just won't happen. Now, I can't make you believe. Listen to this. He says, neither can you make yourself believe. God has got to give it to you. It's a gift of God to believe. Not your faith. His faith. God's faith. See, your intellectual faith might be fine, but unless the faith of God is down in your heart, see, your intellectual faith can just accept it and do that. See, there we're talking about human side. And just believing it with all your heart until God does reveal. So he says, just keep believing it until God reveals it. See? Be not afraid. He says, there's only one faith. That's the faith of God, God's faith. Your human faith don't go very far. Boy, isn't that the truth? Amen. But it's God's faith in you. Makes you love everybody. Makes me love everybody. That's right. That's what God's faith does to you. Makes you have the same feeling that Jesus did because the Spirit of Christ is in you. Wow. I don't know. Isn't that just beautiful? So rich. I couldn't help but, again, think of Brother Branham talking about that blending that's happening, the Word becoming flesh and the flesh becoming Word. And Jesus, He was at that point where, He was such a harmony with the Father. There was, sometimes it was the man speaking, sometimes it was God, but such a beautifully blended and union. And I think it's exactly where He's taken us. Amen. By His grace. Moving on with some more scriptures again. We know these things, but Galatians 3:22, the script says, the scripture have concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ, His faith, might be given to them that believe. You see, who's a true believer? It's Him. Him in us. Him in you. Mm-hmm. Him in me. It's His faith. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Oh, amazing grace. Philippians 3:9 says, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. One faith. It's His. Mm-hmm. Buried with Him. Colossians 2:12. Buried with Him. Just going right through these. Buried with Him in baptism, where also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God. Awesome, isn't that? Titus 1 says, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. So there we go. The elect, those who have eternal life, those who can hear, those who can believe. Ah, I love it. In the message, faith says, if you're not in the seed, then your spirit, the same spirit that was was with Abraham is in the seed of Abraham, and you believe God. That made it hard on preachers that don't believe in divine healing, he said, but that's what the Bible said. And when you become a son of God, I take the nature of my father because I am his son. And Abraham believed God and received circumcision as a seal of the promise that was to come. And now we receive the promise itself, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, listen to this, dwelling in the man makes him a son of God, and he believes like God believes. What did I say? He believes like God believes. And how did God make the world? Hebrews 1, he made it out of things he had nothing to make it with. He said, let there be. And he believed his word. Isn't that beautiful? And the very ground that you're sitting over tonight is nothing else but the word of God made manifest. If it isn't, where did he get the material to make it? Where did it come from? God spoke his word and believed his word. Isn't that beautiful? Do you see your position? Do you see your identity? What grace that we have, that we can believe, that we have his faith. It's him. It's him in us. Yeah. The true believer, it's you, but it's him in you. Right. Amen. His faith. The message fellowship. Again, these are all kind of similar, but he says, what did God make the world out of? Where did the dirt that you're sitting on come from tonight? It's the word of God made manifest. He says, where did he get it? Where did he find it? He spoke the word and he believed his own word and it formed the earth. Go look that up. I think that phrase, believed his own word or something like that, there's like 17 places he mentions that. Wow. Formed the earth. Do you believe it? Then it isn't, oh, I like this. Then isn't it easy? So he's saying, let me back up. Sorry. He says, where did he get the stuff to make it from? He says, he spoke the word and he believed his own word and it formed the earth. Do you believe it? Amen. Then isn't it easy with the spirit that's in God, that's in you, you believe that God can do anything and will keep his word. It's just natural. It's a part of you. It's inside of you. Your spiritual DNA, your spiritual life, the life of Christ is in you. Amazing grace. We'll just look at a few other scriptures here. John chapter 6. You know, don't have any idea why some of these I actually put in here and some we turn to, but here we go. John chapter 6, verse 29. We know this. Verse 28, then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. It's his handiwork, his doing. Grace, brothers and sisters. And let's go now to 1 John. I love kind of tying this in from just a little bit different angle. 1 John chapter 5. Sorry. And we'll just start with verse 1. It says, 1 John 5, 1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. There you go. It's birth. It's who you are. And everyone that loveth him begat loveth him that also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. In verse 4, I love this. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. I like that. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes. You are born to overcome. You will overcome because of your birth, because of who is inside of you. And I just was thinking of that quote from Sunday, Dad, that This is the victory that overcomes this world. This is the victory that overcomes scientific, the visible, the intellectual, the cultured, even our faith. This realm. It's that faith that does it. Amen. First Peter chapter, actually no, let's turn back to 1 John chapter 3 while we're here. Verse 6 says, "Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Verse 9, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him." Do you see that now in light of all these things that we looked at? Whosoever is born of God does not doubt. Does not unbelief, because his seed remains in him. It's God's seed. God, as we've talked about, it's his faith. He believes his own word. It can't fail. He can't fail. He in you cannot fail. Isn't that rich? 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. And verse 21 says, "For who by him do believe in God." See, it's by him that we believed, that raised up him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. It's him. It's his doing. As we just quoted earlier, verse 23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God." Amen. His own life in us. All right. I just think this is so beautiful. And I think one thing that came to me as I was looking through this faith, his faith, it's meant, we know Brother Graham says, it's meant to stand alone. True faith needs no accompaniment, needs no embellishment. And you look, go back to God. He believed in the beginning alone, his own word, and you as his seed will stand alone and believe alone. It's that rugged faith that his children have, just like he had. So I think, you know, as we look at these things, I think trials come to bring us to a place of release, maybe, or deliverance from self. We begin to exercise, we begin to understand who we are in him, and the faith that he's given to us, and our identity is now in him. So it's, again, it's just like we quoted earlier, it's that dying to self, dying to our own thinking, dying to our own everything. And as we learn and we realize who we are in him, I think there is a place where we're learning how to guard that faith that's so precious, and learning to feed it and let it operate, let him operate, let him rule, let him reign. It's that journey that we're on, I think, that he's doing all that in us. Does that make sense? This is from the Message. Hebrews chapter 4 says, justification, Martin Luther, he says, still a form of religion. Sanctification, Martin Luther, or John Wesley rather, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, life. Justification is believing. Sanctification is the cleansing. Holy Ghost is the filling, the life. Not through the Lutheran age. They had it in a form, not through the Wesley age. They had it in a form. But in this age, when the Holy Ghost comes himself, he says, if you haven't received it, how can you believe miracles? That takes God in you to believe. You act like God. You know like God. You think like God. The Bible said that you're amateur gods. Jesus said so, for you are a part of God. There you are. There's your true believer. Again, it's him. It's his faith. Him and you believing. Seeking the message, seeking after Jesus. Now, if Jesus was here on earth tonight in a physical body like I am, he's in the form of the Holy Spirit. God took his body and set it on the earth, his right hand in the glory on the throne, and sent back the Spirit as a covenant to the people. And we're sealed by that Holy Ghost Spirit baptism, which gives us a touch of God's life in us. See the Zoe, the life of God in us. Now we become sons of God. That's what makes you believe no matter what. See, you couldn't turn away from this. The true child of God couldn't deny it, couldn't turn away for nothing. He says that's what makes you believe no matter what. God's word, that's God's word, I believe it. We believe it, that settles it. See, this is the beautiful simplicity here and the beautiful rest when we see these things again, who we are and how his own life, his own faith in us is produces these things.
All life.
Amen. The unconditional covenant that God made with his people, that's the message, sorry. He says, the bride is the covenant people unconditionally. God called you out of the world, gave you the Holy Ghost. The seed of Abraham, you are tonight with a blessed promise. He says that if you're Abraham's seed, you have this promise in you. He says you believe God regardless of what takes place. There you go, rugged Christians, men. Brother Branham, I love how he talks about real, true, genuine faith. It's got hair on its chest. It's rugged. He says, the Holy Ghost makes you believe it anyhow.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
I love that. Just a few more. I'm sorry. We're just, like I said, I've got a few and a few more. I couldn't cut any of these out. These were just too precious. This is from the spoken word as the original seed. He says, Christ couldn't help being what he was. He was the Son of God. See what I mean? See, if you were intended, you see the Word of God, you believe it. Oh, because why? He says, have you ever heard of a strain in a family? A son will kind of impersonate his father or mother or grandmother, grandfather, that strain in a family. He says, well, that's the same thing from predestination. Mm. You were supposed to be here in the right way at the beginning. But you come the way that you did, you're subject to the fall. But being that you're predestinated, you hear the word of God, it brings you right back to where you were predestinated.
Amen.
Ooh. See, never saw that before, he says. Brings it. What makes you believe the word of God and turn down these other things is because there's something in you way back yonder. You were made to live forever. You just, oh, I think, Lord. Isn't that beautiful to see, again, himself? How blessed are we, brothers and sisters, to have eyes to see, ears to hear. Should be on our knees, thanking him every day, praising him every day. The message, go awake, Jesus. He says, certainly, he said, certainly he lives. What's this you're bumping into all the time? What's that condemns you when you're wrong? So you can't get away from it. What's that that makes you believe? It's him. You might not be able to open your eyes and see him because he's in spirit form, the invisible God. But he dwells among a visible people, making himself visible by his promised word in that people. Oh, what a union. What a beautiful, blessed. Oh, don't you love him? Amen. John 5:24, he that hears my word and believes on him has eternal life. It's his life in you believing. It's his faith. There's one faith. It's his. Amen. The true believer, it's him. He was the original true believer, and it's him in you believing his word, his faith. Amen. Aren't we blessed? Don't you love him? Just one more here, and then we'll close here. This is from the message. It's a good one. I would like to spend more time on this. I think the again, like so many, the title says so much. Wisdom versus faith. Talk about but does that define so much of our battle on a daily basis? You know, the Bible tells us, lean not on our own understanding. So it's, again, me battling with myself. He said, I'm my worst enemy, myself. So he says here, but faith only grows in one vitamin. It has one vitamin. don't have to have any mixture at all. Faith grows in one vitamin, that's the Word. That's the only thing that faith can grow in is the Word. And the only way it can grow is because it believes the Word. It has to take all the Word and believe. That's true. He says the faith vitamin is spelled in a four-letter word, L-I-F-E, life. It has vitamin L, faith has. Wisdom has vitamin P, vitamin R, pleasure, reason. See, it has all these other vitamins. He says their knowledge has all that. Wisdom has all that. Reasons it out. But faith only has one thing, life. That's all that will stay. Thy word is life. Isn't that awesome where he takes that? That word is truth. He is the word, the way, the truth, the life. Faith only hangs right there. That's all. And won't take it. The Holy Spirit, eternal life, that's where faith grows in. See, God's word, Zoe, God's own life. That's the only place that faith can work is when faith hears the word of God and believes that it's God's word. Then in that Zoe, it grows and produces what the word said. See, God, how did he make the world? So he's, again, I'm just saying this over and over, but I love it. Do you believe the world was in God's thoughts? Sure, it was. It had to be. How did he make it? He just said, where is he going to get the things? How could you ever reason with God? Say, God, where did you get the material to make the rocks out of? Where did you get it? They come from gases. Where did you get the gas, Lord? How did you ever make water? What's the formula? H2O. Where did you get the hydrogen, oxygen? See, that's it. It just doesn't make sense. What did God say? It was in his thoughts. And his thoughts is his word before it's expressed. Then when his thoughts said, let there be, and there was, that's it. There is where faith lays. He says by Hebrews 11, he says, by faith was the world created. The world was made by faith. God made the world out of things that does not appear. By faith, God spoke the world into existence because it was a premeditated word. But as soon as he said it, it became life. Oh, don't you love him, brothers and sisters? You see how, again, it's him and you believing, the true believer. It's him. It's his life. His faith. Do you see what a rest it calls us to? No wonder he said, Brother Branham said, don't ask, can I make it? You've already made it. It's him in you. He's done it all. And yet we should be so humble. Because what do we have that we have not received? Who made thee to differ from another, as the scripture says? It's grace. Grace, that's all. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you, Lord, in humility and just in awe, Lord, of your amazing grace, Lord, your beauty, your word, Father. Just to see how you've called us, how you've drawn us, Lord, given us ears to hear, eyes to see. Father, as we see your own life in us, your faith in us, Lord, it brings us to such a rest. And we just truly can say victory in Jesus. Lord, it's all you, all in Christ. We just bless your name, Father. We pray that you would take these feeble, broken up words, Father, and just encourage your people, be lifted up and be glorified, I pray. We ask this all now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord a little bit. I was just thinking of that song, kind of thinking of this, greater is he that is in me. Mm-hmm. 360 in the only believe. I think that was 360.
Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Satan's like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, the body. today is overcoming power. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with a power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I got it too. I'll let the whole world know. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen. Go ahead and see if you'd stand with me. Let's just sing another one in the inserts. He is able, more than able. It's His seed, as we've been looking at that scripture in Isaiah 27, how He watches over His seed, how He's protecting and nourishing it and parenting it. And He is able. He's going to do it. Amen.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. Much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Sing it once more.
He is able, more than able, accomplish what concerns me today. You are able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. Much more than I could ever dream. You are able, more than able, to accomplish what He wants me to do.
Amen. Anybody in need of prayer tonight? Any requests? Lord knows our hearts. Did you want to close? Okay. Amen. Brother David, would you come and close us in prayer, please?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful news, Lord, that faith is yours and you bestowed it upon us, Lord. We thank you so much for that, Lord. And thank you that our names are written in the book of life, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, now we go our way, Lord, and maybe find our wandering soul along the way the rest of this week, Lord. Ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And God bless you.